I am talking to you today from the book of 1 John.
我今天要给大家分享的是约翰一书。
It's a short book but very powerful.
是一个很短的书，但是非常有能力。
How many people have read that book before?
你们中间有多少人读过这本书呢？
Some people have.
有一些人。
I consider it a love letter.
我把它认为它是一个情书。
Hopefully you've heard that, called that before.
你们之前应该听说。
So I thought it would be a good idea.
这是一个，我觉得这是一个很好的想法。
To read to you.
为你们读这个。
A love letter.
这个我曾经的一份情书。
That I received.
我曾经收到的。
40 years ago.
40年前。
I have a love letter here from my husband 40 years ago that I'm going to read to you.
就我从 我先生那里40年前收到的一封情书。
I have a shoebox full of love letters that we wrote back and forth.
我有一整鞋。
Over 40 years ago.
在这个40年中我有一整鞋盒的情书我收藏着。
My children pull them out at holidays and they really get a good laugh.
我孩子们把它在圣诞节时候打开，他们读了之后，他们就觉得很高兴，很开心。
First John isn't quite as funny as my love letters.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? What was that? Oh, 约翰一书没有像我的情书这么好。
Pastor Kayap started off this love letter 40 years ago with verses from the Song of Solomon.
就是 Pastor Kev 他写这本书的根据就是所罗门的雅歌。
The first verse read.
这第一个经节是。
O daughter of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷的子民啊。
I charge you.
我命令你。
If you find my lover.
如果你找到我的爱人。
What will you tell them?
你会跟他讲什么呢？
Tell him I am faint with love.
就告诉他们我的命运就是爱。
The second verse he sent me was Song of Solomon 5:8.
第二个他给我写的就是雅歌中的第五章还第八节。
And it was talking about place me like a seal over your heart.
想要说就把我放做成你心上的一个盖子一样。
Like a seal on your arm.
就是在你肩膀上的印章。
For love is as strong as death.
爱跟死一样有蛮有能力。
Its jealousy is unyielding.
就好像嫉妒也是一样。
It burns like blazing fire.
它如火焰一样燃烧。
A mighty flame.
非常圣洁的火焰。
Many waters cannot quench love.
就算很多水也不能浇灭爱。
Rivers cannot wash it away.
河也不能将它冲走。
If anyone were to give all the wealth of the world,
如果有人愿放弃他世上所有一切的财富
of his house for love,
为爱
it would be utterly scandalous.
这也不可以
or scorned. Then he wrote me a letter just about what was happening in his life. And this is what the book of John is also about when he wrote to the church at Ephesus.
就接下来之后他又给我写一封情书，这是就好像关于约翰一书一样，就在以弗所书里面。
He starts out by saying, I am lovesick.
他就说到
I miss you very, very much.
我非常渴望爱，我非常想你。
It feels like my stomach is into knots.
感觉到我的胃非常不舒服。
He says, I know why they tore their clothes in anguish in the Old Testament.
我知道他为什么在旧约有人，因为愤怒而把他们衣服扯成一片一片。
My friends are saying you must be special.
我的朋友说你一定非常特别。
For me to skip Christmas and New Year's around here.
让我可以就是就在这里不度过新年也不度过圣诞节。
I tell them you are.
我跟他们讲是的你是的。
I love you.
我爱你。
And I let whosoever that wants to know the same.
我想要每一个人都想，每个想知道的人都知道我爱你。
And so he goes on and on for two whole pages.
所以，然后他接下来写了两整页。
And he ends it with, "The only place I would rather be without you is in heaven."
他说，如果说有一个地方我可以没有你，那就是天堂。
That was a love letter that I received 40 years ago, and now it has been 5 months that he has been in heaven without me.
这是我40年前收到的一封情书，现在他在天堂已经没有我，已经度过了五个月。
I'm here to say it has been a challenge, but God has been faithful.
这对我来说是一个很大的挑战，但是神是信实的。
So let me just start talking about what John said to the people as he was writing to them in this book of 1 John.
所以接下来我要跟大家分享，在约翰一书里面，约翰是怎样跟他的人民所分享的。
He wanted them to know how much he loved them.
他约翰想要这些子民知道。他的人民知道他约翰有多么的爱他们
，and never forget how much God loved them.
也不要让他们忘记神有多爱他们。
Because he's writing this book to Christians.
他这封信的听众是基督徒。
Sometimes it's hard to believe that we as Christians forget how much God loves us.
所以很通常的是，我们作为基督徒，很经常我们就忘记神有多爱我们。
And then he challenged them to say, because God loves you.You have to love others.
Yeah, 所以说他这里也写到，因为上帝先爱了你，所以说你也要爱其他人。
So John is given a challenge and also encouragement.
所以说约翰在这里提出了一个挑战，也同样是一个鼓励。
And some people look at this book as if John was talking to his own kids, his own family.
所以这本书好像是约翰在跟他的孩子讲的话。
But he's talking to them with somewhat of a heavy heart.
但他讲的时候带着一个沉重的心情
because some people were leaving the church because they had had some bad teaching
因为有些人因为一些错误的教导他离开了教堂
because there was an argument was Jesus really a man or was he just God
曾经有人提问说耶稣真的是神吗真的是降世为人吗还是他只是一个神
and then they were arguing over whether the body was a badOr was the spirit just good?
有人说到，人的身体是坏的，还有灵是好的吗
？Because people were being taught that you don't, it doesn't matter what you do in this life or in this body.
所以当时有个学说，就是你在今生所做的事情，其实跟你被拯救是无关的。
Because the spirit within you is a good spirit.
因为虽然说你身体是坏的，但是你的灵是好的就可以。
And they were forgetting that what they do matters to God.
Yeah, 但是他们忘记了他们所做的行为对神来说是很大的关系的。
I know even in my church.
我知道在我们的那个教会。
There are people that smoke every day.
有人每天都吸烟。
And when I come by, they will hide their cigarettes.
如果我走过去的时候，他们会把那个烟藏在他后面。
And I tell them, "Don't worry about me. Worry about what matters to God."
我跟他们说，不要管我。其实我没什么，就是要想一下上帝。
Or they could be swearing at each other.
他们可以就是互相来骂。
And when I come by, they're like, "The pastor's here."
那我走过去的时候，他们马上就闭嘴收声。
And I think the world would change and look at Christians different.
我想说，世界对基督徒的看法会被改变。
When we don't worry about the people, but we worry about, am I pleasing God?
这改变的时候，就是我们不再管人对我们的眼光，而是管神对我们的眼光。
I read an article about words that they removed from the dictionary.
我曾经读过一篇文章，就是有一些词被从字典中拿掉了。
Because with the technological age, they're adding words into the dictionary.
因为现在是电子时代，他们在里面加新词。
But the Oxford Junior Dictionary removed the word sin.
在牛津少年词典中，他把罪这个字sin拿掉了。
Because it said the young generation wouldn't understand that concept.
他们的理由是，这个年轻一代他们不会了解sin这个罪这个字是什么意思。
And the word really didn't have a clear meaning.
这个字其实并没有很清楚的一个解释。
But it isn't true, is it?
现在这不是真的，是吗
？But it's amazing in John chapter, 1 John chapter 3.
这其实在约翰一书三章说到。
If we start a little bit further in like verse 1 of that chapter.
我们从第一节开始看到。
He talks about how God lavished His love on us.
他这里讲到神的爱有多多多么爱我们。
And that we will be called children of God.
我们可以被称作神的儿女。
I used to wear a T-shirt when I was a kid.
我在年少的时候，我经常穿一个衣服。
And it would say, "I am a king's kid."
上面写到我是神的女儿。
People looked at the shirt pretty funny.
大家看到我这个就觉得挺好笑的。
Because they knew I was a poor kid, I did not belong to a king family.
大家知道我其实非常穷，我也不可能，我爸也不可能是一个王。
But I would say, when we are Christians, we are royalty.
但作为一个基督徒，我们有一个忠诚，我们有一个王室的这个地位。
So we don't have to be concerned about the royal family because we are also.
所以说我们不要管王室，因为我们都是王室。
And then John moves further, and he starts talking about besides having a relationship with God.
然后之后约翰又提到我们要跟神建立一个关系。
He says there's a relationship with others too.
这其中也有跟别人的一个关系存在。
But the most important relationship is ours that we have with God.
但是这其中跟所有人的关系中最重要的就是跟神建立了一个关系。
And he says go deep in your relationship with God.
约翰讲到你要跟神的关系进一步的深入。
So he started telling them about how God exists even before the world existed.
所以说约翰在约翰福音里讲到太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And that he became flesh.
所以然后之后他降世为人。
Meaning he became a man.
就是说他成为了我们之中的一个人。
He was born of a woman.
他从一个女人而生。
And he walked among us.
他在我们中间曾行走。
And that history shows us that people heard him.
在历史记录中，我们可以看到
saw him.
有人听见他，看见他。
And John says, "I looked upon him. I even touched him."
约翰说，我曾看见他，我也曾触摸他。
So it's called Gnosticism, and John is saying that's not true.
就是有一个宗教，就是说是诺斯替教，就是说耶稣是神，他不曾来到人世。
That he did become a man.
但是耶稣他真的成为人。
And so John tells the church, "Believe me."
所以约翰就说相信我。
That I saw him.
就我曾经真的看到他。
That I touched him.
我触摸过他。
I studied him.
我也曾学习他。
So he's telling the Christians even today is not a myth.
所以说他向现今的基督徒在告诉也讲说这不是一个神话。
It's not a fairy tale.
这不是一个传说。
It's not once upon a time.
这不是很久很久以前。
God is eternal.
神是永恒的。
I knew in my church.
在我的教堂里面。
If we talk about different things that Bible stories.
我们有经常会讲到这个圣经故事。
Some of the children will come up and ask.
有些孩子就会问了。
Did you see that on TV?
他说你看是不是这个在电视上看到的。
Is that really true?
这是真的吗？
And it's confusing.
这的确有人让人有点混淆。
In Isaiah 40 verse 8.
在 what book is that? 在以赛亚书四章第八节。
The grass withers.
草必枯干。
The flower fades.
花必凋残。
But the word of our God stands forever.
唯有神的话永远立定。
God's love stands forever.
神的爱永远立定。
And even before the foundation of the world.
在世界建立之前。
So he talks about in the book of 1 John about there being one God.
在约翰一书中他讲到只有一个神。
And he existed in three persons.
这个神是三位一体。
I think it's everything about God and his love and his commands are challenging.
他提出这个时候所有神的律法都被挑战了。
It's not so easy to understand.
这其实并不是太容易了解。
Because how can one person exist in three roles?
就怎么可能有一个人他是三个角色？
Or three persons.
或者三个人，一个人是三个人。
Because they say he was the Father, he was the Son, and he was the Holy Spirit.
他就讲说他是父，也是子，也是圣灵。
All equal but one person.
每个都相等，但是合二为一。
And then the other piece that John kept saying to the church.
在其他他约翰其他讲的话中。
So they could have a relationship with this person.
他讲说我们跟这一位神可以有关系。
And the Greeks had a lot of fellowship time.
在这个希腊人中，他们有很多的团契。
But to say you can have that same fellowship with the Almighty God was revolutionary.
但是他们不知道跟神也可以有一个这样的团契的机会。
And that's the difference between a relationship with God and religion.
这就是一个跟神的关系，还有一个单纯信教的一个的不同。
Because as soon as you say God, people think you're talking about a religion.
当你每次讲到神的时候，很多人认为它是只是一个教派。
And I try to explain to people it's about a relationship.
我跟人家说，不是一个单纯一个宗教，而是它是一个关系。
Because he said, if you fellowship with me, your joy is going to be complete.
他说，如果说你跟我建立这个关系，你的生命中满有喜乐。
Talks about that in. Chapter 1, verse 4 of 1 John.
所以说在第一章第四节也说到。
So what is joy? What kind of joy is he talking about?
他在这里讲的是什么样的喜乐呢？
It's based on God.
就是建立于神的。
Not our circumstances.
不是我们现今的生活。
Because when something great happened to you, you can be happy. You can be excited.
但你生命中有很不错的事情发生，你会觉得很高兴。
But what happens when the bad things happen to you?
但是当很坏的事情在你的生命中发生了呢？
Are you able to say the joy of the Lord is my strength?
那你在会在很难过的时候，你会说，神的力量与我同在，是我的力量。
And I'm not talking about being fake about it.
我想跟大家说，你不要就是假装。
Because on the night when Jesus was crucified,
在耶稣被钉的当晚
，He says. I am telling you these things.
这些事我已经对你们说了。
That my joy may remain in you.
是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里。
And your joy may be full.
并且叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
And John talks about that in chapter 15 of John.
约翰也在约翰福音中第十五章说到。
Then in chapter 16, John says somewhat the same thing.
在十六章他也同样讲到非常相似的一个。
Because he said to the people at that time, "Ask and you will receive."
他讲到说，你们求就必得着。
That your joy may be full.
你们的喜乐可以满足。
And then in 17, he went again in John 17. He talks about.
在十七章，他也同样说到。
That they may have joy fulfilled.
你们的喜乐得以满足。
And so I think joy was important to the Lord.
这喜乐是来自于神的。
And he says, "How do you get that joy?"
你是要怎么来得到这个喜乐呢
？Being in relationship with him.
就是要跟神建立一个关系。
And God doesn't want us to lose our joy. Have you seen Christians that are apathetic?
因为神他不想要我们失去一个这样子的喜乐。你有没有见到一个基督徒他是非常不开心的呢？
Everything is depressing.
非常的压抑。
And everything is sad.
什么事都非常的难过。
And they can talk to you 30 to 40 minutes about all the things going wrong.
他可以就是花30到40分钟来跟你讲说他生活中有非常多难过，多错。
And John was like, "Wake up, people."
约翰在这里讲到说醒来吧，人们。
He's calling you his kid.
他就是把这里称到他的子女。
I think one of the most amazing things as a new Christian for me.
所以说对我来说，作为一个基督徒的定义就是。
When I read the scripture that God calls me His friend.
所以说当我读到经节的时候，神可以把我称作为他的朋友。
And He uses the word "I bestow love upon you."
他这里讲到说，我将我的爱授予你。
Just to show us how much He loved us.
就是可以告诉我们他对我们有多爱。
What makes the world doubt God's love?
所以说，但世界上为什么会有人对是爱上帝的爱存在疑虑呢？
Why would people say I don't quite get it?
为什么会有人对他说我很怀疑这个？
And I thought about people that I've communed with or talked with about God's love that doubt it.
所以我也曾经看到有人虽然说在主里面聚会，但是对神的爱仍然有疑虑。
And the first reason is because of their pride.
第一个原因就是真的骄傲。
Because they think they have to do something to prove.
因为他们需要想说需要用自己来证明。
That they are worthy of God's love.
他们配得神的爱。
I'm nobody.
我不是什么人。
I'm a disappointment to my family.
我对我的家人来说，我是一个对他们来说让他们很失望。
I'm disappointed in myself.
其实我让自己也非常的失望。
They can give you 100 reasons.
他可以给你100个原因。
Why they cannot be loved by a loving God.
为什么他可以不被神爱？
And they'll say, I've done a lot of things wrong.
他也可以说我曾经做过很多坏事。
But is it about us?
但这并不只关于我们。
No, it's all about him.
这并不只关于我们，是关于神的。
He loves us in spite of us.
他虽然我们如此作恶，但是他仍爱我们。
Or just unbelief, a second reason.
第二个原因就是我们完全的不相信。
I cannot trust the love of God.
他不肯相信神的爱。
Because I've been so hurt.
我曾经被如此的受伤。
I'm in so much pain.
我曾经得到多大的痛苦。
So how can I believe that God really loves and cares about me?
经过这些之后，为什么要再相信神关心我，神爱我呢？
I've heard people ask me, where was God when A, B, and C happened?
我曾经有人听到说，神的 A, B 跟 C 都发生了，这些坏事都发生了，为什么神在哪呢？
Where was God when all this bad was going on?
当这些坏事发生的时候，神都跑哪里去了？
Even there, people will say, with all the people getting killed in Buffalo, where is God?
有人问我说，他说 Buffalo 这个市里面有很多人被杀，这个神去哪了？
Because on the news last night, 36 people murdered since May in the city of Buffalo.
在新闻上，他说自从五月以来，有36个人被谋杀。
Has God left Buffalo?
神从 Buffalo 离开了吗？
Has he stopped loving people?
他有因为这个停止爱人吗？
Absolutely not.
并没有。
He still is lavishing his love on people.
他仍然把他的爱降于我们。
And then the third reason why people miss it.
第三个原因就是为什么人忽视神的爱。
It takes time to understand the concepts of God.
就是时间，人需要时间来了解神的伟大。
And understand the greatness of God.
来理解神的伟大。
Some people will say Christians are wimpy people.
有人说，基督徒都是懦夫。
And maybe you don't understand wimpy, weak.
懦夫意思就是你非常弱。
But everything God asks us to do is challenging. It's hard.
但是神所吩咐我们所做的每一件事都是其实非常难的。
Because he said, "Love me even when you don't feel like it."
他命令我们说，你要爱我，就算有时候你可以感觉上不想要那么爱我。
And he commands that we love people that don't treat us nicely.
他也同样命令我们说，你要爱你的敌人。
He didn't want us just to love the people that loved us back.
他圣经里面说，我不想要你只爱你们的人。
He's saying you can't get revenge. I'm going to do it.
他说复仇不在于你，在于我。
He says if someone slaps you, turn the other cheek.
耶稣说到，如果说有人打你一巴掌，然后你可以然后把另外一个脸也给他打。
He tells us hard things to do.
他这里面讲的事情其实都非常困难。
Because he empowers us.
但是神的力量与我们同在。
And loves us.
他的爱与我们同在。
And he says, give it back and pass it on.
因为他的爱存在，我们可以把他的爱传出去。
Because he tells us that he's going to call us his kids, children of God.
因为神他可以讲到说我们作为神的儿女。
He even says, I'm going to be a father to you.
他这里讲到说我就是你们的父。
You're going to be my sons and daughters.
你们就是我的女儿跟儿子。
In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
这是在哥林多后书中说到的。
So couldn't Jesus just die and let it be?
为什么耶稣基督不可以就是死掉然后就算了呢?
He could easily say, I gave my life and now I'm done.
耶稣可以说我把我的生命给出去了结束。
But he goes a step farther.
他在这里又进了一步。
And says, I will make you part of my family.
他就讲到说，我要你成为我们的生命中，我们家庭中的一员。
And once you become a part of my family,
只要你成为我家中的一员，
I give you more family.
我给你更多的家庭成员。
So isn't it neat that we're all sitting here as Christians being part of each other's family?
我们坐在这里的人，每个人都是神家的子源，子民。
And what does that mean?
这其中的意思是什么呢?
Because I've heard people that believe we're all God's children.
我听到有人说我们都是神的儿女。
And isn't it true that he created all of us?
但是神不是创造我们那个吗?
But he says we have to ask to have a relationship with him.
但是这里讲到说我们需要问神来跟神来有一个关系。
And when we accept that, we become a child of God.
只要我们答应跟谁可以有这个联系，我们便成为神的儿女。
So do we share love to our brothers because of that?
因为我们从神而来的爱，我们有把我们的爱跟我们的兄弟分享吗？
That is something I'm trying to teach in my church in Buffalo.
就是我在Buffalo 我们的教堂里面讲到，经常讲到的一个。
How to reach out to other people.
就要怎么样把你的这个信息延伸到其他人那里呢?
How to show love to anybody that walks in the door.
你要怎么向每个人通过那个门进来的人表达出你的爱?
How to show hospitality.
你要怎么样来表达你的关心?
Have you ever walked in a place where somebody looked at you like, now what are they doing in here?
你有没有曾经到过一个地方，你进去，然后那个人看到你说，哎，这人在这到底在干嘛呢？
And that should never be in the church or the body of Christ.
这在教堂中不应该发生。
I think sometimes we get busy, we get hung up on what we're doing, that we forget to reach out to others.
当然有时候我们会忙，然后我们会因为这个，然后忘记跟其他人有联系。
And 1 John is all about loving God and loving others.
约翰一书又讲到说，我们要爱神并且爱人。
Because if you think that God is our Father, we have a unique situation.
如果说你把神当做你的父的话，我们其实这个境况是非常不同的。
That we get to have a parent that's Almighty God.
我们的这个家长，他就是一个全能的神。
So I think that's interesting because once we come to that understanding.
所以说这个很有趣的就是我们一旦了解了
You can understand how the world would be confused about us.
所以你们也可以理解说为什么世界对这个是有疑惑的
I've challenged my church to go out and tell people that they meet about Jesus.
我其实对我们教堂的会众也有一个挑战就是让他们出去然后跟其他人分享耶稣
And one woman came back the very next week.
其中有一个女的然后她就第二个礼拜他就回来。
And she says, nobody wants to hear about God.
他就跟我说，他说没有人想听到这个关于耶稣的事，关于神的事。
She said they sort of laughed at me when I started talking about God to them.
当我开始讲神的时候，他们就开始发笑。
And I said, look at the word.
然后我就说，你看经节。
Did they do the same thing to God?
他们是不是在圣经里也说，也对神做了一样的事？
Was Jesus mocked?
耶稣是不是也同样被嘲讽呢?
Was he falsely accused?
他是不是也同样被诬陷?
Was he spit on?
他是不是也被人吐口水?
Was he disbelieved?
他是不是也被人不相信?
So how are we different?
我们又有什么不同呢?
We are in his family.
但是我们在他的家中。
She says, but I thought the Christian life was supposed to be easy.
他跟我说我以为就做基督徒挺简单的。
And I gave her one assignment.
然后我就给她布置了一个作业。
Go look at the men who walked with Jesus and how they ended.
就是说你看跟耶稣所一起同住的使徒中他们的结果是什么。
They did not have an easy road.
他们的路并不简单。
They counted the cost and still said, I'll be a follower.
他背起了个人的十字架，也同样，但是仍然坚定地说，我要成为追随神的人。
The world didn't know God.
世界上并有人不知道神。
So the world is not going to be open arms. Here Barbara is, I accept her.
就所以说并在世界上并不会那么简单，就是说我张开膀臂，我要来相信，来拥抱这个神，我还相信 Barbara 所说的话。
So I'm gonna leave you with a challenge.
所以说我对你们同样有一个挑战。
To remember you're loved by God.
第一是你们要记住神是爱你们的。
You're a child of God.
你是神的儿女。
You're a friend of God.
你是神的朋友。
You're a king's kid.
你是王的儿女。
So am I living that way?
你有没有这样子在你的生活中反映出这件事呢？
And if you're not,
如果说你没有，
then you pray to God,
你需要向神祷告，
and ask him to show you what matters to him,
让你得以看见对神来说什么是重要的。
And he will do that.
神也会做这件事。
And the first way is to start having a relationship with him.
这件事情的开始就需要神建立一个关系。
Thank God you shed your blood.
神啊，你赐下你的宝血。
You died for me.
你为我而死。
And I want to have a personal relationship with you.
因此，我要跟你来建立一个个人的关系。
That truly is step one.
但是这只是一个第一步。
And after that,
然后之后呢？
It says he lavishes his love upon us.
在之后，他将他的爱撒向我们。
And he continues to love us.
再继续爱我们。
May you sense his love this week and this summer in your life.
对，我们希望你可以向神，向其通过你自己传达神的爱，在这个在今年，在这个夏天。
And when you feel discouraged,
如果说你有时候被被气馁了
，read First John.
就读然后第约翰一书。
Because it is a love letter to you.
这其实是对你的一个情信。
Let's pray.
我们来祈祷告。
Lord, thank you.